Now, there's another application to this phrase, please forgive me. It's not something we only say to God in repentance, but it's something we need to say to one another, to the people we've hurt. God's forgiveness is certain, but saying this phrase to others is a powerful thing. Some of you may know about the 12-step program that AA uses to guide their people to healing and recovery. Listen to steps 8 and 9. Step 8, make a list of all persons we have harmed and become willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Make direct amends. And this is something that Jesus himself taught. He said in Matthew 5 verse 23 and 24, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them and then come and offer your gift. And so let me ask you this today, friends. Is there someone you need to make amends with today? Is there someone you need to reconcile with? Somebody you've hurt with unkind words or a hurtful interaction, nasty email or WhatsApp or phone call or conversation? Maybe you did something that you shouldn't have to hurt someone. Maybe you've mistreated someone. Be honest with yourself here. There's no serenity in your own life until you make amends. There's no serenity until you go and say, please forgive me. Now, you can hold on to your pride and justify your actions. You can make excuses. And that block to your peace will always be there. Life's too short for this. Life's too short to have ruined relationships because you don't want to say you're sorry. Life's too short to have failed friendships because your pride prevents you from apologizing. Friends, please say you're sorry. Please humble yourself. Please, let's not leave these things undone. That phrase, please forgive me, can change your life for the better. Say it to God often, and say it to the people you've hurt, and make amends.